God, open our hearts and minds as we reflect on your word. Amen. During Advent this year, each week we have sung our angel song and looked at different messages sent which form the Nativity story. On the first Sunday, we looked at the message of the prophets foretelling the coming Messiah. Then John the Baptist and the angelic visit to his father foretelling his birth. Last week, we looked at Mary, the angelic message to her, and her response to God. This Sunday, we've read another angelic encounter in a dream, the angel's message to Joseph. Now, if we had been following the usual lectionary readings for Advent, we wouldn't have had this specific focus on Joseph. Joseph is sometimes a bit sidelined during Advent. And whilst he is there present in the readings, present in our nativity services and crib displays, Joseph can take a quiet, almost silent part in the Christmas story. So what do we know about him? Well, we have the gospel accounts. The accounts from the gospels were written a bit later on, but within living memory. They collate the verbal accounts of what happened, but also shape these accounts to tell a theological narrative. This can help the reader to understand something about the events and what happened, but more importantly, they offer insights into the meanings behind the events and what those early Christian communities came to understand and believe about Jesus. And so the ways in which the Nativity story is framed by those authors offers us a theological perspective. We're told that Joseph was engaged to be married to Mary when she became pregnant. We're told he was a righteous man. In other translations, it's translated as a just man. He was unwilling to expose Mary to public disgrace, but also wanted to fulfill the requirements of the law of his faith. So he made a plan to divorce her quietly. The text suggests that Joseph's character influenced his decisions and actions. He wanted to follow the Jewish laws, and this culture would have allowed him to disgrace her publicly. And if he had done this, it could have put her life and the life of the child in danger. Joseph's character and beliefs shaped his response to uphold his own dignity and purity whilst trying to limit the damage to her. And he had resolved to act in this way when he has a dream. He meets an angel in the dream who persuades him instead to marry Mary and raise the child within his family. In these short verses about Joseph, we learn that he is a man of character, good character, that he tries to do what is right, that he's thoughtful in his decision making. He's also a man who is open to hearing divine messages. And he is a man who is willing to change his mind and follow what he believes is God's call, even when it goes against society's values. And consequently, he's prepared to follow this call where it may come at some personal cost to him. Later on in Matthew's gospel, we read that having been warned again in a dream about Herod's plan to kill the Jewish babies, Joseph takes Mary and Jesus and they flee to Egypt. Then, after another dream, Joseph returns his family home to Nazareth, believing it's safe to do so. This paints a picture of a protective father, caring for his family, making sure they're safe, putting their safety before his own. In Luke's gospel, we read of Mary and Joseph taking Jesus to the temple, showing that Jesus was raised within the Jewish faith. And later we read in the gospels that Jesus has a good grasp of the Jewish scriptures. After that, we don't hear much more about the role Joseph played in Jesus' life. In fact, we don't really hear much at all about their family life or about Jesus' childhood. The Gospels pick up the story again when Jesus as an adult is baptized and begins ministry. And as an adult, there are a few references to Joseph as people question who this Jesus is and how he can perform miracles and teach in this way, because after all, he is only Joseph's son. So we don't know much more. But it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder what happened in that household. I wonder how Joseph was involved in raising Jesus. I wonder what he taught him. I wonder how much they explained to Jesus, and quite how they explained to Jesus about their relationship with him, about Joseph's relationship with him. Later on, from what Jesus says, it appears that he does know that Joseph is not his biological father, but we don't know quite how those conversations went. I wonder about the dynamics in the family when younger children were born. Jesus' siblings, half-siblings. And this week, in all the talk of blessings for couples and families that's been happening in the Church of England and in the Roman Catholic Church, I can't help but see how clearly God blesses this irregular setup. And this week, as I've been pondering this text and thinking about Joseph and thinking about that family, my mind has also been jumping forward to the story from John's Gospel. 30 years or so have passed, and Jesus is now a man. On one of his trips, he's called aside and asked for an opinion by the scribes and Pharisees on a particular woman who apparently, he's told, has been caught in adultery, although the evidence for this is somewhat lacking. The text tells us this is something of a trap that they've set for Jesus to see what he'll do, a test to see if he'll follow the proper requirements of the law. Will he too pick up a stone and kill her as the law requires? It sounds as though it was a volatile and dangerous situation for the woman. Her life was hanging in the balance. And we read that Jesus stoops down and writes in the sand, taking the heat out of the moment. And then he tells those condemning her, "Let anyone without sin cast the first stone." And then there's silence. The crowd begins to disperse, leaving the woman alone with Jesus, free to go and safe to continue her life. And I wonder if in that moment, Jesus had not just seen this woman in front of him, but also saw his own mother, her life in danger, and with it, his own. How different things could have been if Joseph had chosen a different path, if Joseph had chosen to divorce her or to shame her publicly. We don't know too much about Joseph, but from the little we know, we can see that Joseph tried to be a good man and to follow the expectations of his faith. But he was also able to change his mind and his actions. He chose the path of love and followed God, going against the expectations of those around him and the requirements of the law. And we can see what a difference that made to Mary and to Jesus. Though we don't hear too much about Joseph, it's clear that you don't need to be one of the main characters to play a crucial part and affect how the story ends.